Welcome everybody, share number 1344 in the writing is share number 496, 496. Okay, we're in the middle of the halachas of Negelwasser in the morning. So if one wears gloves, the question is if one wears gloves and they touch a covered part of their body while they're still wearing the gloves, then one would not have to wash their hands because of the fact that the hands are covered, plain and simple. So the Bir Halacha actually talks about what about if one went to bed with gloves, how would that work? But before we get to that, this is true, Lamaisa, this is true if one a person ties their shoes and they're touching their shoes while they're wearing gloves, okay? So the hands would still remain clean because, again, they have the gloves. So therefore, if one slept through the night, somebody went to bed, right? Somebody slept through the night while they're wearing gloves. So the question is, many times a person touches covered parts of the body, so when they wake up in the morning, they would still have to wash their hands, but without a bracha. This is because, and this is according to the Rush, by the way. We spoke about in the past, you have the Rush and the Rajba, right? And the Rush, just real quickly to review, the Rush holds because in fact the person's hands get dirty overnight, that's why we're watching, and the Rajba holds no, person is considered a new creation in the morning. So as far as a new creation, yeah, you're a new creation, yeah, gloves, no gloves, whether you're wearing gloves or not wearing gloves, that doesn't make a difference, but according to the Rush, where if a person touches parts of their body that are supposed to be covered, or their shoes, or whatever the case might be, right, so then you're wearing gloves, so you never touched it. The gloves touch it. So this is because, according to the Rush, as we explained previously, one has to wash their hands in the morning because they touch covered parts of the body. So since if one wore gloves, the hands stayed clean, they would still have to wash according to the Rajba, because again, whether you wear gloves or not, a new creation, like we spoke about in the past, according to the Rajba, the gloves would not make a difference. It would only make a difference in conjunction with the Rush. Now, bottom line is, if one wears gloves throughout the night, and so fine, it happens. Sometimes a person has to wear gloves throughout the night, and they woke up, right? And they had to, let's say a person had to relieve themselves, which is many times the case. A person wakes up after sleeping a whole night, and they have to use the facilities, relieve themselves. So then when they come out of the bathroom, they would have to wash their hands. And besides having to make the Ashi Yatzar, you would have to also make the Bracha of Netilas Yadayim, because again, according to the Rajba, we have it, we understand that the person's created anew. Now, according to the Rush, a person made their hands dirty. They went to the bathroom, they relieved themselves, right? So it comes out, they touch covered parts of the body, and now they're washing for tefillah in the morning. They're washing to go daven. So lemaisa, bottom line is, so if one wears gloves throughout the night, and when they woke up and they had to relieve themselves, then when they come out of the bathroom, they would have to, wash their hands, number one. And besides having to, and you would have to make Ashi Yatzar, right? You make the Ashi Yatzar. But before the Ashi Yatzar, you would have to make also the bracha of Netilas Yadayim, which usually comes first. You make Ashi Yatzar. You make Netilas Yadayim. In other words, it's in the Seder Abrachas in general. That's how the Mishnah says the best way to do it. You make the Ashi Yatzar, first you make the Netilas Yadayim, then you make the Ashi Yatzar, and then the Mishnah says, if you could say Lekai Neshama, is also a good thing to do those three brachas together, and then move on to Birchas HaShachar. So as one prepares to get ready for davening. So that is an important thing to keep in mind, that it does come up sometimes whereby a person did have to wear gloves throughout the night, but and if they did not have to use the bathroom for whatever the reason is, then the bracha would not be said. But over here we're dealing with a case in time because of the fact that they never made their hands dirty. But as long as one has to use the bathroom before davening, so then we say that they were metame the hands, they touch covered parts of the body, and so on, and they would make the brachas in conjunction with how we explained it just before. Thank you for listening. Aslachem Rocha Kol Tuv.